Readers for hundreds of years have asked, what did Voltaire mean in his satire Candide? We must cultivate our garden. Il faut cultiver notre jardin. That's different from what we're hearing here, translated as make our garden grow. The finale of Leonard Bernstein's score for Candide. We're about to hear a story of an organization that will be celebrating Leonard Bernstein in his centennial year, but also an organization that will be tending to the tradition and making the garden grow, the garden of young talent in this area. It is the Pocono Mountain Music Festival, where they bring the best music and the best performers from New York and Broadway stages there to northeastern Pennsylvania to meet performers here and to develop the next generation of performers as well. Scott Coulter is the artistic director of the Pocono Mountain Music Festival, and he is an in-demand actor, teacher, cabaret artist, and director. For his work in cabaret, he's been awarded 5 MAC Awards, 4 Bistro Awards, and 2 Nightlife Awards. His self-titled debut CD won the 2003 MAC Award for Outstanding Recording and was chosen as the best recording of the year by Theater Mania and Cabaret Scenes magazine. Scott Coulter directed and starred in A Christmas Carol, the symphonic concert, in its world premiere with the Baltimore Symphony. He repeated his performance in the Emmy-nominated PBS production, and he is also an Emmy nominee for his performance in American Song. Scott is founder, owner of Spot On Entertainment, a concert production booking company. He is resident director of original programming at Feinstein's 54 Below in New York City. He is a graduate of the Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music. We had a chance to speak with Scott Coulter by phone about the Pocono Mountain Music Festival and this year's offerings.
The Pocono Mountain Music Festival is now in its 9th season. It was originally started as the Buck Hill Skytop Music Festival, and it was started by Dr. David Mazza, who's a doctor here in New York City, but has a place in Buck Hill. And the goal was to bring the arts to the Buck Hill Skytop communities and the greater Pocono area. And a couple of years ago, they started a performing arts camp, a 2-week performing arts camp. Originally, it was for junior high and high school kids to get training from some, you know, New York professionals. And it was a great success. The first year, I think they had, maybe 22 kids. And the second year, they had 68 kids. So they really doubled, almost tripled in size in 1 year. This is the 3rd year of the camp. And it's also the 2nd year that the festival itself has a new name. It's now called the Pocono Mountain Music Festival. And the reason behind the name change was to sort of include the whole Pocono area and not just the communities of Buck Hill and Skytop, because it really is about bringing music and arts to the whole area, not just those two communities. So with that in mind, this is my first season as the artistic director. I was thrilled to be offered the position, I guess maybe 10 months ago. And my idea was, since we're trying to really, you know, highlight the fact that this is for the entire Pocono area, was to include some Pocono performers in the mix along with the Broadway TV and film stars that we have coming to entertain during the festival. So in addition to folks from Manhattan and L.A., we have a lot of performers from the Pocono area. Some still live there, some that have been transplanted to there, and some that were born and raised there but now live elsewhere. So, for example, Nellie Mackay, who's a Broadway and a concert world star of the highest order, used to live in the Pocono. She was raised there, and she's coming back to be part of one of the concerts, the first concert, the kickoff concert, Century of Song, on July 27th. And then Savion Glover, who is a Tony Award-winning dancer, choreographer, actor, performer extraordinaire, also has a history with the Poconos. He spent a lot of time in the Poconos growing up as a child. So he's coming back to receive our Lifetime Achievement Award, and also to do a master class, a TAP master class, with the students at the performing arts camp, which is going to be, it's going to be a thrill for me to witness, and it's probably going to be a highlight of these kids' lives. They don't know it yet, but it's going to be life-changing for many of them. And then as far as local people, we have a wonderful jazz duo Nancy Reed and Spencer Reed are going to be part of the first concert as well, the Century of Song concert, as is musician Aaron McClellan. So three local Pocono natives, along with Nellie Mackay, will join the Broadway cabaret cast for the first concert, Century of Song, which kicks off the festival again on July 27th. Also, we're starting something new this year called the Pocono Pops, which is a 24-piece orchestra created specifically for this festival and for the people of the Poconos. The Poconos don't have their own symphony orchestra, so we're trying to change that. And we're hoping that this kickoff concert in the festival will be the start of something really wonderful for both the festival and the patrons and the musicians in the area. That concert is August the 4th. It wraps up the two-week festival, and it's a concert called Jerry Herman, the Broadway Legacy Concert. And it features a cast of Broadway stars, including Tony winner Debbie Gravitt, in an evening devoted to the music of legendary composer Jerry Herman, who's currently represented on Broadway with the hit revival of Hello, Dolly. Hello, Dolly is one of many Jerry's classic shows. He wrote Mame, La Cage aux Folles, Mac and Mabel, Dear World. And so we're thrilled that we're getting to bring that to the Pocono Mountain Music Festival this summer. That's a real feather in our cap, I think, that we get to host these performers and present this show. With a two-week festival, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then the following Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So there are six concerts in total. Four of them will feature the students from the Pocono Mountain Music Festival Performing Arts Camp. They'll be featured in the opening concert, Century of Song. They'll be featured in their own showcase performance, which is Friday night, August the 3rd. And then they'll also be featured in the orchestra concert, the Jerry Herman concert, on August the 4th. And in addition, some of them will be featured in a rather special way on the first Sunday of the festival. In the afternoon, we're doing a matinee performance of Love Letters, A.R. Gurney's classic play, Love Letters. And before the show starts, as the pre-show music, the musician part of the performing arts camp is going to have their own little orchestra playing some music as the audience comes in and files in before they enjoy Love Letters. So, and that's also something new that we're doing this year. We've always presented musical acts in the past, and Love Letters is the first time that we're doing a straight play, a non-musical presentation, and it's going to star Drama Desk Award nominee Barbara Andres opposite Broadway film and TV star Tony Roberts. And that I'm terribly excited about that as well. I'm actually excited about the whole festival. So I'm really looking forward to both participating in and watching everything that we have lined up for the 2 weeks.
We've been reminding our listeners for a very long time, oh, it's 100 years for Bernstein, but it's not just Bernstein this year.
No, that's right. It's ridiculous the number of artists that are celebrating a centennial year, either this year or next year. Sort of like in a 16-month period, we celebrate the 100th birthdays of Leonard Bernstein, of Jerome Robbins, his partner in musical theater making, Thelonious Monk, Dizzy Gillespie, Ella Fitzgerald, Lena Horne, Dean Martin, Desi Arnaz. And so to pay tribute to the lasting legacy of those iconic artists, the first concert, Century of Song, is devoted to the last 100 years of music, but most specifically to the influence that those artists had on American music. So we'll have selections from West Side Story, and selections from On the Town, and selections from Gypsy, and some pop songs, and some standards like Someone to Watch Over Me and Stormy Weather, which is Lena Horne's big signature number, but also the influence of jazz from Thelonious Monk and Dizzy Gillespie. I can't wait for you to hear Nancy Reed and Spencer Reed and the stuff that they're going to do for us. It's incredible. And Nellie Mackay, of course, will put her own spin on some classics from the last 100 years as well. So it's sort of an embarrassment of riches when you think about all the people that were born 100 years ago.
You have a cabaret hat, then you're putting on a cowboy hat. You're going from cabaret to country and back.
That's right. I have been a singer here in New York City for, I guess, 25 years or so. And about 10 years ago, we created a show called Southern Comfort, which celebrates all forms of country music, from gospel music to mountain music to bluegrass music to the Eagles, like sort of California country music, to the pop hits of today. And we were lucky enough to win practically every award that the New York Cabaret Committee has to give out for Show of the Year that year. And we've had great success with it around the country. And that's actually how I came to this position of artistic director. The executive director was talking to me about booking the country show. And we got to talking, and then the whole thing sort of snowballed, and I ended up in the artistic director position as well. So the country show, Southern Comfort, is, I think it's going to be a really great time. They've never presented a country act at the festival. And I thought sort of a having an act that was an overview of all aspects of country music was a good way to sort of bring that into the fold, so to speak.
And not only will the young people have a chance to have their classes, they're being incorporated into the performance. Now, that must be something that is an extraordinary opportunity for these young people.
I think it's a great opportunity for the students. I also think it's a great opportunity for our guest artists to sort of share the stage with the next generation of performers. Something really beautiful happens when everybody comes into the same performance space to create something. And in fact, the camp showcase on Friday night, which is the kids' performance, it's their chance to do their stuff. All of the teachers are going to perform as well. So the kids get a chance to see all of their teachers that they've worked with for 2 weeks, who are all Broadway professionals. They get to see them put their word into action, so to speak. And also for the Jerry Herman concert, two kids from the camp will be chosen to appear in the concert doing solo slots with the orchestra, which is part of the way the Jerry Herman concert is set up and conceived. It's performed all over the country. And in each city where it's performed, two local students are invited to perform with the orchestra, which is a thrill because it's the first time that many of these kids not only have seen an orchestra, much less get to perform with one. And so while the whole camp will do a number, two students will be singled out to do a special duet with the orchestra, which is a highlight, not just of the Jerry Herman concert, but I think it's going to be a highlight of the whole 2 weeks. And I'm happy. I just got word that all of the ordered tap shoes for all of the kids attending camp, and I just got word that they were all delivered this afternoon. So I'm thrilled. They're all there. They're ready to go. So that's exciting.
Amazing. Can you see the 68 pairs plus of wonderful tap shoes lined up and ready to go for these wonderful performers? Scott Coulter, Artistic Director of the Pocono Mountain Music Festival, speaking with us about this year's offerings. The festival will get underway Friday, July 27th at East Stroudsburg's Smith Theater with the Centennial Celebration of Song. And that's everyone from Leonard Bernstein to music of Ella Fitzgerald and Lena Horne and Dizzy Gillespie and Dean Martin and so many others. And that's a cast of wonderful people, local and people from Broadway, coming together to celebrate these great American talents. Then it's Southern Comfort, a country music celebration, Saturday the 28th, and that's also at Smith Theater at East Stroudsburg, and that's what we heard about, those honky-tonk tenors, including Scott Coulter. Love Letters is Sunday, July 29th at the Smith Theater at East Stroudsburg, and also the following week it's the Performing Arts Camp Showcase, Friday, August 3rd at Pocono Mountains East High School. And also the Jerry Herman Broadway Legacy featuring the Pocono Pops Orchestra, Saturday, August 4th at Pocono Mountain East High School. If you need more information, on the web, PoconoFest.org, Pocono Mountain Music Festival, July 27th, 28th, 29th, and again, August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, mostly at East Stroudsburg University and also at Pocono Mountain East High School. PoconoFest.org, PoconoFest.org.